K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about spiritually retreating. Every Christian needs a spiritual retreat. You know, there are many venues that support spiritual retreats, and these retreats are not affordable to everyone. And it's very nice to fellowship with others at one of these venues, but you don't have to be in a venue to experience a spiritual retreat. Find you a quiet place and spend time alone with God. It is so necessary. A spiritual retreat is a time to take a step back from our everyday, ordinary routines and spend quality time with God so that he can fine-tune us, so that he can overhaul our spiritual walk. We can get so immersed in our everyday activities until we can sometimes miss God. Retreating opens up a whole new avenue of communication with God, because now it's just God and you. We get to know him better. We get to cultivate our relationship with him. Having that spiritual fellowship with the Father is vital to our spiritual growth. Excuse me, our spiritual health. The enemy is constantly trying to break our spirits, trying to interfere with our walk with God in some form or fashion. He wants to lure us away from God. He wants to make us feel broken. Excuse me again. He wants to make us feel broken. He wants to make us feel inadequate and useless and less than, and all of the adjectives that you can think of that would describe his terror against us, against Christians, against God's children, to make us hang our heads and feel defeated. And the list goes on and on. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We need that alone time with God, because every day we are in a battle, a constant battle with the enemy, because he's He never stops trying to place a barrier between God's children and God. It is a must that we remain spiritually healthy, spiritually focused, because the evil one is constantly trying to cloud our vision of truth with lies. Alone time with God allows us to see ourselves as we truly are, so we can ask those questions. What do I need to do to change? What is broken in me? How do I continue to grow? Am I doing enough so that others can see God through me? Am I falling short? What a wonderful time to hear God's voice as we seek Him. Who do I need to forgive? This is a time when we should not try to hide things from God, because He knows anyway. This is a time to open our mouths and honestly pour out our whole hearts to God and allow Him to tend our wounds. Sometimes we feel guilty because of the things that we hold inside of us, and we sometimes shy away from telling God even what's going on inside of us. But He knows anyway. And this is a time to just pour out your soul to Him. And sometimes our minds get all tangled up. I know I must have some witnesses out there, because sometimes our minds go to the left and to the right and all the way around. And we wonder if we're doing enough. And we wonder if we're doing the right thing. All of the chaos is just almost too much to bear sometimes. All believers need a spiritual retreat so that God can fix us, so that God can overhaul us, so that God can strengthen us, so that God can renew us, give us that spiritual fuel that we need to keep going on and to prepare us for the next battle, because it's always going to be a battle. That's why we need our spiritual help, our spiritual focus. A spiritual retreat is a place where we can run to the rock so that we can regain our confidence and assurance. God is there all of the time, y'all. How many times do you think Jesus had to get away from the crowds? The chaos and confusion, He had to get away. Read Luke 5:16 or Mark 1:35. Jesus withdrew Himself many times into the wilderness, many times, to have alone time with His Father. Time will not allow me to cite all of the many times Jesus went into solitude to pray. Some of us have forgotten how to enjoy life. We just sort of rush through life, or just sort of zombie through life. We have so many demands on our lives, and if we're not careful, the demands will interfere with our purposes. Our walk with God. Every believer needs a spiritual retreat. Every believer needs alone time with God, allowing His voice to resonate, appreciating the magnitude of His absolute sovereignty as He leads us to that quiet place in Him. This is our time to develop a more intimate relationship with the Father as we listen to Him, as we talk to Him, as we allow Him to fill us with Himself, leading us to that quiet place again. We will be better off spending alone time with God. That quiet place, that place where it's just you and God. We need that. try to find a quiet place. Try to spend time alone with God, just you and Him. Again, I'd like to say this is Just Stuff. Join us again next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for more of Just Stuff. May the blessings of God rest on you all, always. God bless.
What do you want the job for? He said, well, I want to buy me a bicycle. He asked all the little boys, said, what do you want the job for? He said, well, I want me a BB gun. And when he looked at that little black boy, tears started streaming down his face. Y'all listen to me, good. He said, what are you crying for, son? Why do you want the job? He said, well, my mommy and daddy got killed in an accident when I was a little baby boy. He said, ain't nobody raised me but grandmama. And he said, grandmama done got older. She's sick sometimes. She can't get up and cook nothing. Sometimes I have to help her out of the bed. Sometimes I have to walk her sometimes. Sometimes I have to walk her sometimes. He said, the reason I want a job, I want to help grandmama pay our bills. I say I want to tell y'all young folks something. You ought to be glad. Some of y'all ain't never been hungry in your life. You ought to be glad. You ought to celebrate now.
Get home, get your Bible, read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 44th verse, 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomena of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, "Oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about?" And he raised his hand and said three words, "Peace. In his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, "We're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more." Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, "Reverend Roberts, what did they say?" This is what they said.
High. Oh, yes. The us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for...